Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. A treat for you this week, courtesy of the UPS Player Spotlight. We went worldwide to chat with world-renowned actor and big Vikings fan, Josh Duhamel. Josh Duhamel, what's up, main man? How you doing?
How you doing, PA?
Pretty good. You're so excited about this football team. When we put together this game plan bit, you're not even in like Los Angeles, North Dakota, or Minnesota. Where are you?
I'm in beautiful St. Kitts at the moment. It's a little trip that I planned at the end of the year, and we're about done. I leave tomorrow morning.
Right on, man. The team finished the season 13-3. You being world-renowned actor and huge Vikings fan, what do you think about the season overall?
Well, I think like most Vikings fans, I've tempered my enthusiasm throughout the year because we've all had our hearts broken many times. But I believe that this team's different. Obviously, that defense is fast and nasty and consistent. The offense plays to win. They're not making bad mistakes, you know. Keenum has been one of the biggest surprises of the whole year, I think. And I really believe this team is playing to win and not to lose anymore.
Josh, when you have the best defense in the NFL and the first game is going to be in Minneapolis where the team gives up 12 points a game, why are you having nervous emotions right now? What's happening?
I'm not having nervous emotions. I'm economizing my enthusiasm because I don't want to get too excited. I want that to sort of build up as we get closer and closer. Come on, I was with you in the Gopher Stadium 2 years ago against the Seahawks. But that's not that. This team is not that. This team is championship caliber.
Main man, what do you think would cause you more anxiety? A huge film with like Anthony Hopkins or the Vikings playing in the Super Bowl?
I would say, the Vikings playing in a Super Bowl would just be exciting.
Yeah.
That would just be, especially this year, being at home.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we have home games all the way through and that we get to the Super Bowl and then win it there. Be the first team ever to do it. That would just be the best possible scenario for me.
Are you coming to any of the games, maybe even beginning in the divisional round January 14th?
Yes, I've got my tickets and everything. I'm all ready to go.
Sweet. Now, you being Rube number one, fan number one for this football team, do you have any favorite players? Like, who are some guys you look forward to watching every single week?
I mean, this team is just, I can't remember a Vikings football team that I liked, you know, there's so many likable players. I mean, defense, front to back. I mean, all the way from the defensive line through those linebackers, those defensive corners, our safeties, every one of those guys. Offensively, you know, my dad's from Detroit Lakes, so I'm feeling.
You live in Los Angeles. Your Vikings beat the Rams 24-7. What does Los Angeles think of the Rams, and what does Josh Duhamel think of the Rams?
I'm not a huge Rams fan because, as you know, I'm from North Dakota. Yeah. I'm also a Carson Wentz fan.
Yeah.
I was ticked off when the Rams didn't take him. Turns out Goff is pretty good too, but I was going to go watch him play every week. And, so I'm holding my own little private
pity party.
This is my own little private. I've banished them from any fandom for me.
If for whatever the reason I need a pity party, can it be in St. Kitts where you're currently having yours?
Yeah, this is where I'm pitying. So we might end up, now that the Eagles, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
So the Eagles lose Wentz.
Yeah.
Their chances of going that far aren't great now.
Well,
considering how Foles is playing.
Yeah, them being the one seed.
We're sort of like the one seed in a weird way, aren't we?
I mean, if you want to look at it like from a big picture standpoint, and I know you're a big picture guy, I got to make the New England Patriots favored to win the Super Bowl. Right behind that, I mean, you're Vikings. I legitimately could be the second favorite.
I agree, man. How exciting is this?
I know you're completely on the chill right now. Last one. Anything you're working on, TV shows, motion pictures, anything we can know about?
I just finished a show called Unsolved that will be out February 27th, about Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls.
Wow.
And their murders, and I play this detective. Wow. To reopen the case.
Yeah.
I'm finishing up editing this movie that I directed this summer called The Buddy Games. It's almost done.
Very cool, man.
We're going to be, that should be, that's a lot of fun. It's outrageous. It's rated R. It's right up your alley.
Right on, man. Always busy. Thank you very much for the time. Go Vikings. Can't wait to see you at a game.